Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, December 20th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County Historical Commission Chairman Carol Taylor. Birthdays, Branch Rickey, the general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers, who brought Jackie Robinson to the Dodgers, breaking the Major League Baseball ban on black players. Branch Rickey born on this day in 1881. On this day in history, in 1957, Elvis is drafted into the U.S. Army.
Uncle Sam doesn't play favorites, and those celebrated sideburns, which were his trademark, are sacrificed to military uniformity. Locks his fans would love to touch, shorn and scattered on the barbershop floor. With the haircut goes $78 a month. He made a cool million last year.
On December 20th, 1989, President George H.W. Bush announces an invasion of Panama.
Fellow citizens, last night I ordered U.S. military forces to Panama. No president takes such action lightly. The goals of the United States have been to safeguard the lives of Americans, to defend democracy in Panama, to combat drug trafficking, and to protect the integrity of the Panama Canal Treaty.
Number one on the charts on this day in 1970, George Harrison, with his first recording after the Beatles' breakup, and My Sweet Lord. On the KETR events calendar, this Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Crossroads Church, 1501 Joe Ramsey Boulevard in Greenville. A Christmas carnival for special needs children and adults and their families, with petting zoo, games, food, Santa Claus, bounce houses, crafts, a Christmas light trail, and a birthday party celebrating the birth of Jesus. For more information, call 903-327-4050. 903-327-4050 or see events at ketr.org. A special needs family Christmas carnival at the Crossroads Church at 1501 Joe Ramsey Boulevard in Greenville, Saturday from 3 to 6. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm great. And we're going to be talking about the history of the Christmas tree in Northeast Texas. And Carol, not just the Christmas tree itself, but Christmas celebrations.
Right.
And you were telling me that, and I was surprised by this. Now, we're going back 100 years or more.
150 years ago.
But the Christmas celebration at one time was much more a community thing as opposed to something that happened in the individual home.
Right. It was financial. It was a, you know, people couldn't afford affluent.
Now, the interesting thing, the most interesting thing, there's several aspects of this, but it was that not everyone would have a Christmas tree in their home.
That's right.
Well, tell me about that.
Well, first of all, you have to realize that Christmas trees, as such, are a European, from the German countries. And so they were brought in, 1820s to 1840s. But we only had one German family in all of Hunt County. And that was the Fred Indy. He came in 1857, started a store, built a house, went back to New Orleans, married his sweetheart, and brought her back here. And they were the first ones to have Christmas trees and candles and the whole bit.
But there would be a community Christmas tree.
Right.
That everyone more or less would share, and then they would gather around the community Christmas tree.
Right. And in 1871 was the first one there was in Hunt County.
Now, this was after the very difficult period of Reconstruction following the Civil War.
So, in 1869, the war of the Reconstruction was virtually over. The troops left in 1870. And so in 1871, the county judge, district judge, E.J. Darden, decided that it was time to have a special celebration. Here people could get out, and so he invited everybody in the county. Now, the county is pretty good size. Mm-hmm. So not everybody made it, but within 5 miles of the city of Greenville, everybody was there.
And this was at the courthouse?
Well, I originally thought it was in the courthouse, but the courthouse had been damaged by a tornado that spring. And the last thing I've read is that it was at the Methodist Church, which was also known as the Union Church because all the churches had their services in the same building. It's where Uptown Forum is today.
I see.
And so they met at the Methodist Church, but it really wasn't a Methodist-sponsored event. They cut a big cedar tree down from the banks of the Sabine, brought it into town, and everybody made paper ornaments or candles or paper chains, something to go on the tree. It was elaborately decorated for that time period. Families came. They brought their children. They brought lots of food. They brought gifts for the children. And these were put under the Christmas tree. It actually took place on December the 25th.
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day. And an estimated crowd of 500 people were there. Mm. I think that may have been stretching it a little bit. I don't know that there were that many people in the county.
And when you talk about gifts for the children, these would have been very modest gifts.
Oh, yes. Maybe some handful of nuts, an apple. Oranges were, very, very rare. They were like gold. There would have been, during the war, Fred Indy had a little girl who was 3, and she wanted a doll. And, of course, you couldn't get a doll, even though he was a merchant. So he took a piece of heart of pine, a piece of relatively soft pine wood, and carved a head. His wife made the body and the clothes, and the little girl had a doll.
Now, again, this would have been in lieu of people having Christmas trees in their own homes.
Right.
So how long did this go on where you would have a community Christmas tree and dozens or even hundreds of people would gather to celebrate Christmas together as a community?
In my opinion, it depended on the economic vitality of the community.
Right.
As soon as stores came into existence, as soon as people could get their Christmas trees, they did it at home. But in areas where, and it was also a social thing, you know, if you didn't see people very often, you really wanted to go to a community Christmas tree.
Well, it all changes as time goes by, and who knows what it'll be like 50 years from now or 100 years from now. But, Carol, this is fascinating. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Well, thank you, and you have a good Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, too. Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.